Good evening. This is Shmuel, and Parsha Shmini is very interesting Parsha because it ends the part of the Karbonos that we had in Vayikra and Tzav, and it brings to a culmination the inauguration of the Mishkan. But once again, this is the last Parsha that in reality takes place before Parsha's Pekudei, as we see. They had 1 week of dress rehearsals to put up the Mishkan, and now Vayhi Bayom HaShmini was the eighth day, the inauguration day. The first thing that I wanted to mention was I entitled this year tonight, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh. And what does that really mean? I saw on one of the shiurim before that was one of the topics, certainly. But what I mean to add to that is as follows. We have here the story of Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu committed various crimes according to the Gemara. It tells us what was Bahakriva Meisarol of Hashem, and it took Yayin V'Sheichon Al Teish. It gives various reasons for what their main crime was, what they deserved to die for. But the fact of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh begins here, and the last pasuk in the parasha, which also says Lehavdil Bein HaTaharu Bein HaTomeu Bein HaChayo HaNecheles Bein HaChayo Asher Lo Seyochel. There's a difference between us and them. We are different, and we accept that. But this is where we go. This is where we part company. It's not just eating kosher food and eating non-eating kosher food. Certain animals we eat, certain fish we eat, certain birds we eat, certain fowl. Various things of that nature. Insects we don't eat, mostly. And once again, there are differences that are very obvious to the naked eye. But there's more than that to it. And what I mean is as follows. Nadav and Avihu, one of the crimes that the Gemara lists that the reason is Shelo Nasu Nashim, that they weren't married. And what that means, in fact, the way I see it, is not so much the crime of not getting married, but the crime was that they chose not to get married because they felt that just as Moshe became so close to God by separating himself from his wife, and they felt they wanted to be, as God says afterwards, Bikrovaya Kodesh, they wanted to be close to God and holy as God. And what they did was they decided that they would not have time for marriage. And what does that really mean? They were separating themselves from Klal Yisrael. The only way we exist as a nation is to propagate the race, certainly, is to move on from one generation. We have a responsibility not just to each other as living people, as living beings. In other words, if I see one of my friends in distress or I see one of my friends doing something wrong, it's Hocheach, Tocheach, Hamisecha, as we see in the Egel. Why was the Jewish nation punished for the Egel? Very simply because even though only a few thousand people, even though it says Kishloshes Alfeish, 3,000 people died, but the reality was the sin was that among 3 million people, or certainly 603,550 able-bodied men who were between the ages of 20 and 60, had the capability of stopping these people from moving forward and building the Egel, yet they stood by the side and did nothing. And that is what we're talking about, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh goes on to the Mechiras Yosef as well, which is why the parasha begins with Vayhi Bayom HaShmini Koro Moshe Li'aronu Uvanov L'Ziknei Yisrael. What does it tell us? Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bokar L'Chatos Yai Li'Olot T'Mimim. The difference for the sins from Aaron and the Bnei Yisrael, the same sin that they both committed, but for different reasons. And that's why each one has a different animal to bring for their misdeed, so to speak. And what it is, of course, the male of the species is always the more important animal because it could make so many other animals. It's so much more expensive. But Aaron's chait was not necessarily, he didn't have in mind to do it. As I mentioned previously, he did it for the right reason. So while he committed a crime, but he did it for the right reason. But Bnei Yisrael, they didn't commit the crime, so to speak, by making the egel, but they had in mind to worship Avodah Zarah. But what does it mean when I say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh? We have to have, it's not just one neighbor to another neighbor. It's intergenerational. In other words, when I have children and bring up my children, my responsibility of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh is for me to instill in my children, instill in my grandchildren for as long as I can, or great-grandchildren, if I'm zochah to have any, to have some influence over them, to make them into better people. And that is what our difference is. In other words, do we stand by and let somebody. We have the people in Germany or Austria, all the people that were complicit in World War II, of the murdering of Jews during World War II. So the people, many of the people who are alive today say, this was my grandparents, these were my great-grandparents, I'm not like them. But the truth of the matter is, if you're not like them, why do you still lionize some of the things that they did? In fact, as we mentioned, the most stark example today, unfortunately, is though the people in the Ukraine aren't the people who murdered Jews 75 years ago, but the reality is they are complicit in the fact that in 1648 and 1649, we have the Chmelnytsky massacres. What is their major statue that they have, the hero of the country, is, just as we see that they take down statues today when they realize they've done things wrong. The fact is they were complicit way back then, but what is their attitude today about somebody who has committed such heinous crimes, murdering 100,000 Jews way back in 1648 and 1649? Do they take down the statue instead of complaining today that the world should step forward, and even the president, who give him a lot of credit for basically his attitude, but saying that Israel should even do more today? On what basis? Israel is doing as much as they can. Israel is an exact example of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We are out for each other, and we send supplies and we send people. Israel is at the forefront of doing things for their nation. But unfortunately, all they do is complain, and they keep a statue of Chmelnytsky in their front and center. He's their hero. What do? Imagine if Germany still had a statue of Hitler there. But the fact is, we see so many people come forward who are still Nazis today. There are people who were in time of Mechiras Yosef. Why should we be responsible for bringing a carbon for Mechiras Yosef now? The Ezim to Husirizim, because it says Vayitbalu Es Hakutonis Vadom. Why should we be responsible for Mechiras Yosef? It's thousands of years later. But that is what it means. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We could never put it out of our mind. It goes from generation, a mode of conduct goes from generation to generation through the ages. And we have to root it out wherever we can. And this is the greatest problem. And why should we be responsible for the ego? The Jews, the other Jews felt I wasn't responsible for the ego. At the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, when Moshe is telling them about the sins of their forefathers, the sins of their fathers, why should they be responsible to bring a carbon for the ego if they didn't do anything about it? But you were responsible because you were complicit. You didn't do anything to stop it. Why were the 250 people with Korach later on, the same thing, it always comes back to haunt. God keeps telling us to bring karbanos for various things that happened 1,000 years ago. We commemorate Yom Tov, we commemorate Tisha B'Av for the destruction of the temple. Why should we do that now? I had one person in my shul when he was wondering why we couldn't do something for the shul in the 9 days, and he asked me, what is this all about? And I told him it was 3,000 years ago. He told me to get over it. The truth of the matter is, in Judaism, we do not get over it, because this is part of our, as I said last week, this is part of our DNA. We are different. And Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, from one generation, not just for the people that live alongside us in today, the people who come before us, the people who came before us, the people who live after us. We are responsible for everybody, Jews or all. And that's why when the parsha, what did the mafarshim tell us when it says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lufnei Hashem Elokeichem? We are all standing here today, the people that were, the people that will be. It does not make a difference. We are all responsible, one from the other. And the only way we can be responsible is if we shoulder that responsibility and try to improve society as best as we can, not just for our daily lives, but for the future, and rectify misdeeds of the past. One thing that I wanted to mention as well is in the Nodav and Avihu, what was their crime was, I said, by not getting married. But one of the things that Mefarshim want to speculate is the fact that they didn't get married was just to get closer to God, but that was their mistake. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu could not intercede on their behalf. But that is the thing, and we say, what was the Bahakrivam A Sora Asher Lo Tzivo Osam? Now, what is the interesting thing on the trup on the word low? There's a Mecha Chafula when it seems illogical, not so much illogical, but what was the necessary point of making the note on the word lo? And it's the same thing is we have another mecha kafula on another word lo, but lo spelled differently, lo with a vav. But when Yitzchak is giving the bracha to Yaakov and Yosef, and he gives, to Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov is impersonating Esav, and it says, Vayove lo, Yayin Vayesh, there's a mercha kofula on lo. What is the significance of the mercha kofula over there? Because he did not give him the wine all in one gulp. He gave it to him. Yitzchak was blind, and he handed him the cup, Yaakov Vayove lo. He gave him the wine to take a sip, just a little bit at a time, because if you drink, you gulp down a whole big cup of wine, it shows that you basically sort of have an alcohol problem like that. Just quaff it down in one shot. That's not the way we are taught to do it. We sip it slowly. Here it's Asher lo tzivo osam. We might think that that was their crime. God did not tell them not to do it, but he did not tell them to do it. And that was the major crime over here. As I started to mention last week, I don't know what part of it was left out, but we noticed from the beginning Pekudei, and all through Vayikra, and all through Tzav, and all through Shemini, up to the point where they lose their lives, it says, Vayas Moshe Kichol Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. And it says it maybe 30, 40 times, Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, or Asher Tzivo Hashem Es Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael, or Moshe in particular, who was un of Miod, because even he would have the ability to make something up, to do something on his own, and he wouldn't make a misstep. But the fact is, he only did what he was instructed to do. Sometimes we are not instructed not to do something, so we can complain to say, well, you didn't tell me not to do it, so therefore, why should I be responsible when I do it? Then you tell me, okay, you shouldn't have done it. But what causes it? The lesson is a very great lesson. Asher lo tiva osam, that they brought in Ezora. It wasn't that they were not to do it, but they were not told to do it. And it's a double meaning over here. It doesn't mean you have the right to do something because you think, oh, I might be allowed to do it. Ask first. And that is what makes us different. We do not lionize past crimes. We bring karbonos for the cheto egel. We bring zecha. We have this week Parshas Paro. What is Parshas Paro? Yovo aim tinachak tavoz b'no, that the mother has to clean up the mess of her children. And what does that mean? That kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze. The mother is responsible for the child. And that's what it is. We are different, and that's why the parsha ends lehavdil bein hatomei uvein hatohor uvein achayo haneacheles uvein achayo asher no necheles. There are some of us that have intentions to do something wrong, but we stop ourselves because we remember all the lessons of the Torah. We reread this again and again, the story of Nadav and Avihu, to learn these lessons. One thing I wanted to mention was we take a look at the children are brought up, you open up a dictionary, you see the word, it talks about the animals that we are allowed and not allowed to eat. And we look up and if I asked you how to say the word rabbit in Hebrew, you might say shafon or you might say arnevis, when in fact that is not what they mean. And after great researches, we have to realize one thing. The Torah is talking about slaughtering for food. One would not go to tell us about a rabbit because no one would want to go kill a rabbit to eat it. It's not much to eat. It's a small animal. We're only talking about larger animals, which is upon what the Gemara talks about when it discusses what is a shafon or what is an arnevis. A shafon, rather than a rabbit, is a llama. An arnevis is Bactrian camel, and yeah, that is a very interesting thing. It's our never okay. Two hump camel, as opposed to a gummol,
get it wet while he's having a bath.
A gummol is a one hump camel, and an arnevis is a two hump camel. Just to elucidate a couple of other animals, a sa'o is a buffalo, a zemer is a giraffe, and an ako is an ibex, a dishon is a chamois, and a yachmur is an oryx, and a tzvi is a red deer, a roe deer, and an ayal is red deer. Now, the interesting thing is the word ayil and ayal are the same letter. is, but with different vowels. They are part of the same species, a deer and a ram, but basically these are wild animals that are specified. Even though they are wild animals, they are kosher. The problem, the difference is about being able to eat the fat of a wild animal, which one may and which one may not. But these are the interesting things in the parsha that I wanted to elucidate. So Kol Yisrael, Ravim Zelo Zeh, is once again intergenerational. It doesn't mean just your fellow man. It means your fellow man that may be. You have to live an exemplary life to pass on those values to your future generations. May we all live that kind of life, and that we may bring the final geula. Thank you and have a good evening.